This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is the truth about your future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ.
Welcome to the truth about your future. Guess what? ETFs have now hit their 30th anniversary.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, the first exchange-traded fund was the SPDR, S&P 500 ETF Trust. And for the first time ever, investors could buy and sell the 500 stocks of the S&P 500 in a single trade. Today, that ETF has $370 billion in assets. It's still the largest ETF in the world. ETFs have become the most popular investment vehicle in the country. There are now nearly 2,000 ETFs on the market from hundreds of fund companies. ETFs are now far more popular than mutual funds, which have been around for 100 years. Mutual funds were created back in an era when Wall Street did business with pen and paper. But ETFs, well, these things were built on computer technology. See, with a mutual fund, there's only one price per day. If you buy shares of a mutual fund today, you don't know until the end of the day, after the market closes at 4 p.m., what price it is you got, even if you put in your order at 10 a.m. And you don't even know what stocks the mutual fund owns, because these funds only produce a list of their holdings twice a year. By the time you get the annual or the semi-annual report, way out of date. Mutual funds are also very expensive. The average cost is 50 basis points a year. That's 0.5% per year. And mutual funds tend to flip their portfolios pretty often. They do a lot of buying and selling of the securities in their portfolio. They do that a lot, and that triggers a lot of taxes. The average stock mutual fund in 2022 paid out a 7% capital gain, which means they distributed to their investors 7% of the value of the account, forcing you to pay taxes on that money, whether you wanted to or not, whether you were expecting to or not. ETFs, by contrast, are superior to mutual funds in every way. When you buy an ETF, you get the price as of that very moment. You know exactly the price you're getting. And ETFs disclose their holdings all the time in real time. You never have to wonder what it is you're investing in. ETFs are also far cheaper than mutual funds. Instead of paying an average of 0.5% per year, the average ETF costs only 0.16% per year. That's two-thirds less. And ETFs are also very tax efficient. Of the nearly 2,000 ETFs that exist, only 41 of them paid out any capital gain last year at all, according to Morningstar. No wonder ETFs are so popular. Investors added $600 billion to ETFs last year. At the same time, they withdrew $1 trillion from mutual funds. Clearly, everybody likes ETFs more than mutual funds, investors and investment advisors alike. But here's the crazy thing. ETFs hold about $6.5 trillion in assets. Mutual funds hold $16 trillion in assets, $10 trillion more. Why? If everybody likes ETFs more, if we had net inflows of $600 billion to ETFs and net outflows of $1 trillion for mutual funds, why is it that there's $10 trillion more in mutual funds? Two reasons. First, inertia. You bought your mutual fund 10 or 20 years ago, and you're just not paying attention. You haven't gone to the trouble of improving your portfolio. And don't tell me you're not selling your mutual funds and moving to ETFs because of taxes. because two-thirds of all the money in mutual funds are in IRAs and 401ks. There are no taxes if you move the money. And even if you're in a taxable account, you're going to sell those funds eventually anyway, unless you're going to die holding them. So you're going to pay the taxes eventually anyway. And the longer you keep your mutual funds, the more you're spending in fees every year, the more you're paying in taxes every year. So get off your butt. Replace your mutual funds with ETFs. There's another reason, though, you might still be holding on to your old, antiquated, out-of-date mutual funds. It's because you bought them from a commission-based broker. And that broker, that advisor, is getting paid as much as 1% per year for you to keep holding on to your mutual fund. If you're working with a financial advisor who hasn't recommended that you get rid of your expensive mutual funds, then you need a new financial advisor. And if you are a financial advisor, you need to ask people you meet if they own mutual funds. They might not realize how much better ETFs are, and you can do them a lot of good, and you can add a new client to your practice in the process by helping them understand the benefits of ETFs. And now you know why I talk about the ETFs of Global X, Invesco, and Schwab on this podcast, and not anybody's mutual funds. ETFs have just celebrated their 30th birthday. It's time you joined the party. Gotta run. Today I'm doing a private consulting gig for the board and investment team of a healthcare foundation. They want to understand crypto as an investment thesis for their endowment. I'm getting an increasing number of these requests. Everybody's discovering there's not a lot of objective, independent educators in the field of crypto, and so I'm happy to provide these services to companies and organizations that are trying to learn more about this space. Anyway, that's what I'm doing today, so I'll see you tomorrow. And be sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. With volatile fuel prices and growing concern about the environment, consumers are embracing alternatives. Should your portfolio do the same? At Global X ETFs, we specialize in investments that look beyond household names, providing access to companies in emerging areas like electric vehicles and lithium battery production. So whether you're interested in EVs, hydrogen fuel cells, or another green technology, there is a world of opportunity to explore. Visit globalxetfs.com to learn more.
Allow us to introduce you to Sabrina, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting her money behind the right ideas. Each morning, Sabrina enjoys a 20-mile bike ride and meditation that brings her serenity for the day to come. Sabrina is also accessing the companies that are revolutionizing the tech world by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be an integrated circuit engineer to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
The information you need to plan for the tomorrow you want.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.